Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
We are coming now to verse 18 of Galatians chapter 5, and the last of the three verses that talk about victory over the flesh, and tell us the nature of the believer's struggle with his fallen humanity, and how it is that we obtain victory over sinful behavior. Vitally important for God's people to understand. You recall that the formula for success was given in verse 16. The explanation for our struggle was given in verse 17. And now we're going to come in verse 18 to the foundation for encouragement. And there is great reason for encouragement in this battle between the spirit and the flesh in which we are all engaged. Let me read the three verses again. Galatians 5:16. I say then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. 4, verse 17, the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But, verse 18, if you are led by the spirit, you are not under the law. And that last verse is the one we are coming to today, verse 18. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, what is that about? Well, some have considered verse 18 to basically be a restatement of what was said in verse 16 in slightly different words. Verse 16 says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Verse 18 says, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. At first glance, it might seem to be a restatement of verse 16. Remember, verse 16 was the formula for success. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh is crying for a fulfillment. But if you will walk in the Spirit, that is, walk according to the Word of God. But it takes the power of the Holy Spirit to do that. It takes the power of the Holy Spirit to understand God's Word. It takes the power of the Holy Spirit to submit yourself in obedience to the Word of God. But if you will be daily, consciously walking according to the Word of God, and thereby walking in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But now we read in verse 18, if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Is that a restatement of verse 16, using different vocabulary? Or is this a brand new statement of the believer's position in Christ? And I think that's what it is. It is a statement of the believer's position in Christ. If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, this returns us to the Galatian controversy, the battle of Paul against the Judaizers who were introducing law-keeping along with faith in Christ as the way of justification. And in their teaching, law and flesh are placed in the same category. But Paul is correcting all of that, because he is telling us that being under the law means defeat and bondage and under the curse, for the law cannot save. Only the Spirit can set one free. Or another way of putting it is that man lives in spiritual inability if he has only the law. He is defenseless against the flesh. To succeed in the struggle between flesh and spirit, one must be in the service of the Spirit and not that of the law. The issue is the power necessary for the fulfillment of the law. But I think the best way to understand this is in terms of categories. Remember what Paul said in Romans 8:14, "For you are not under the law, but under grace." And I think that's the same idea here. If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law, but you are under grace. What does that mean? Well, remember those two categories. We've talked about them before, but it's good to review them here. Everybody in all the world relates to God either through law or through grace. Everybody is born into this world under law, under God's law, with an obligation to keep the law of God, and with the penalties of the law hanging over us if we fail to keep God's law. And that puts us in jeopardy because nobody has and nobody can keep God's law. The standard is perfection, and the penalty is death. The wages of sin is death. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. That puts us in tremendous jeopardy, doesn't it, every day? But as long as we remain in that category, we are headed for condemnation, because that's the way that we relate to God, is through the terms of the law, and that means that when we go out of this life and into the presence of God, and particularly when we stand before Him in that great judgment day, we are going to be judged under the terms of the law, and there's only one possible verdict, and that is that we shall be found guilty, and therefore we shall hear His sentence of condemnation. "Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity." Why? Because we failed to keep the law. That's the way we related to God. That's the standard by which we are judged. That's the category into which we fit, into which we evaluated. We are under the law. We are in the category of those who are related to God in terms of the law, evaluated before God in terms of how well we have kept the law, and are sentenced by God, the judge of all the earth, according to the judgment of the law, which says that if you don't keep it, you will be condemned. And so that's our category, and that's not a good category. How do we get out of there? Only one way. By trusting Christ. And when we trust Christ, we are placed in a different category. What category is that? It's the category of grace. And that means that we are judged not by our performance in keeping the law, but we are judged by Christ's performance in keeping the law. Because Christ kept it perfectly on behalf of His believing people. And all who trust in Him are evaluated by their relationship with Him, and His righteousness is counted as our righteousness, and His death is counted as full and sufficient payment for our failures, and therefore we are related to God by grace, the grace that He bestowed in sending Christ, and in bringing us to faith in Christ, and as one who is in Christ, then we are related to God in an entirely different way. He doesn't evaluate us by our performance, by our law-keeping. He evaluates us by Christ's performance, Christ's law-keeping. And the only question is, are we in Christ? Are we trusting Christ? Have we, by faith, been placed in Christ? It's in a different category altogether. Now, everybody in all the world relates to God according to one of those two categories. Another way of putting it is like this. Everybody relates to God either through Adam or through Christ. If through Adam, then we are evaluated according to works. Why? Because that puts us back in the Garden of Eden with Adam, and the requirement to keep the law of God. And the most conspicuous law in that particular setting was, don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and Adam ate. And you say, well, I wasn't there, I didn't eat. Yeah, but you were there in Adam, as we all were. But we have all demonstrated what we would have done in that situation by what we have done with the other law of God that we know about, that he's given to us. We don't have that tree of the knowledge of good and evil issue, but we have all the other issues. Not to bear false witness, and not to steal, and not to covet, and not to commit adultery. Not to mention loving the Lord God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. If we haven't done these things, we demonstrate that our response to God's law would be exactly the same as our father Adam in the garden, and that we relate to God in the same way. We are related to God according to law. We're related to God according to Adam and how he performed in the garden, and we're in a bad category. But Galatians 5:18 says, if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. In other words, if you are regenerated by the Spirit and sustained by the Spirit, you are not under the category of law. Of law as a way to relate to God. And how do you know whether you are in Christ and therefore are not relating to God under law, but rather under grace, if you are led by the Spirit? Well, what does that mean? Well, when you are in Christ, you are regenerated by the Spirit of God, and you are indwelt by the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God is leading you how? Well, he's leading you to know and obey the Word of God, which he wrote, and which he has given us for the purpose of leading and guiding us. And so if you are someone who is demonstrating a God-given desire to know and obey God's Word, then you are led by the Spirit, and that is the evidence that you are not under law. You're not into the category of law. You're under the category of grace. A much better category to be in. The only one that can save. Because nobody is saved by keeping the law, because nobody is able to keep the law. So the only way of salvation is to get out of the law category and get into the grace category, and that's by faith in Christ. And the evidence that you are there in Christ is that you manifest that you are led by the Spirit of God. And therefore, you will not rely upon the law for salvation. You will rely upon Christ and Christ alone for salvation. That's evidence of being led by the Spirit. And in the Galatian context, you will not submit, dear Galatian believers, to Judaizing pressures or other legalistic solutions, because you are not under the law. You're led by the Spirit. The Spirit is going to teach you differently. And therefore, you can be assured of final victory, because all of God's true children are assured of final victory, and your being led by the Spirit demonstrates that you will have final victory. So, that's the category you want to be in, and the way to get there, the way to be there, is if you trust in Christ and Him alone, and you will evidence that by your love for God's Word, your desire to understand it, and your desire to live by it. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.